Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and we are continuing August's theme of eight awesome HBO shows, miniseries also, because the last two are miniseries. So today's a good one. It's one of my favorites of all time on HBO, and actually one of my favorite shows just in general. It is called The Wire. It is a American crime drama television series. It was created and partially written by the author and former police reporter David Simon. David Simon, for people who watch HBO, might know him very well. He has done several things on HBO. He did a movie called The Corner in 2000. He did The Wire that ran from 2002 to 2008, ran five seasons, which we'll go over. He did the miniseries Generation Kill, which is one of my favorite miniseries they've done. And I was going to talk about it, but I decided to leave it out because I ran out of time, weeks in this way. He also did another show, which I briefly talked about 2 weeks ago, which is Tremé, another amazing show, ran for four seasons. He did, and then he does, right now currently has a show called The Deuce, which is about to start its third season, I think. I should look it up. Oh, and he did a movie called Show Me a Hero that had Oscar Isaac. Well, had a bunch of people in it, but Oscar Isaac was the main guy in it. And it was it's a fun one, too. It's for another episode. David has spent several years, 12 years actually, he worked at a paper called the Baltimore Sun City Desk, the city desk in for the Baltimore Sun. Again, he's there for 12 years. Then he wrote two books. Well, he wrote a book that was called Homicide, A Year in the Killing Streets, which was later adapted into a television show called Homicide, Life on the Streets. And then he co-wrote the book The Corner, A Year in the Life of an Inner City Neighborhood, that he co-wrote with Ed Burns. Homicide, Life on the Streets ran for 6 years on NBC. And then, like I said, later in 2000, they adapted The Corner into a miniseries of six episodes, which is really good too. I know he's won a bunch of awards, but this doesn't, like Emmys, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I could be completely wrong with that, but I'm pretty sure he won a bunch. For Tremé, he won some. For The Wire, I think he won some. Generation Kill might have not, he might have not got that one. Actually, I can tell you, because I believe, list of awards. I know this is a list of awards just for The Wire. They were nominated, for two primetime Emmys. One for season one and one for season five. Or no, season four. Is that season four? It must be season four. And then the show itself, let's see. I don't think he got any. I mean, he's been nominated for a bunch of stuff in there. But, I mean, there's so many. They got so many award nominations and wins for all sorts of stuff. Crime Thriller Awards, just a bunch of awards, really. And this was, I mean, I don't want to say, this is way back then, this is 10 years ago when this ended, but this was really before HBO really went on an Emmy run for all their shows, which is a shame because this show was amazing. I know, let's look. We can look at the other ones. Let's see. Go down to work. Homicide, Life on the Streets, based on his book. I'm pretty sure got a bunch. Yeah, thought so. I'm not even going to go through all of them because there's so many. I mean, every season pretty much was nominated for at least one primetime Emmy. Tons of individual awards for Critics Association, Image Awards, tons of primetime Emmy awards. A lot of acting credits in that one. I got nominated for GLAAD Media Award. I mean, so many for that show. And then The Corner, I don't know if this one got nearly the the reaction. It was early in his career. Wire, like I said, got a bunch. Generation Kill, I think, had a bunch too. Maybe didn't have any. Oh, there he goes. Yeah, so here he goes. So it had 11 primetime Emmys, won 3 of them in 2009. In the miniseries category, the nominations included Outstanding Miniseries, Outstanding Directing for one of the episodes, and Outstanding Writing for David and Ed Burns for the episode Bomb in the Garden, which eventually I'll go over because I'm going to do a war. I've decided I'm going to do a war one where war movies and TV shows, and I think Generation Kill is going to be on there because I like that show a lot. Outstanding Visual Awards it won. I mean, so many just ridiculous ones in there. I thought there was more than just, I mean, 11 Emmys, I guess, is good enough. Even if you only win 3. I mean, I don't have 3, but I mean, for 7 episodes of television, they won 11, or they got nominated for 11 Emmys and won 3. So, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, some shows don't get nominated for 3, let alone win 3. And they run for seasons. And it ran for 7 episodes. 7 glorious, fantastic episodes. Highly recommend you watch it, too. Plus, I believe this is the first time I ever saw Alexander Skarsgård, if I'm not mistaken. Was this one one of his first ones? Which I think I've talked about a little bit on here. Was True Blood before or after Generation Kill? I want to say it was... Actually, it might have been around the same time. It's television... Nope, Generation Kill was first. Yeah, Generation Kill led to... I think it's the reason he got True Blood was from Generation Kill. Yeah, I mean, he's amazing too. One day I'll talk about him on here more. So Generation Kill, like I said, 11 nominations for Emmys. Treme has always had a bunch, if I'm not mistaken, too. Accolades. Well, it doesn't live a list, but I know it was nominated for a bunch, and for even the soundtrack was nominated for a Grammy. It was awarded a Peabody Award in 2011. Five or six Emmys, I think, for that one, too, which is ridiculous. The Deuce, I don't know if... Too many people don't talk about The Deuce. I've only watched a few episodes myself. Accolades. It's been nominated for 5 things. Golden Globe. I mean, it's been on for 2 seasons, so, I mean, hold your fucking horses. Golden Globe was for Best Actress in a Television Series for Maggie Gyllenhaal. Visual Effects Award, Writers Guild Award, Location Managers Guild Awards. I don't know what the fuck that even is. They have awards for fucking everything. But I know I want to say... Season 3 is going to be their end of that one. I think they're ending into that one. But they, if you don't know what the deuce is, set in early 1970s in New York, the violence and the drug epidemic is worsening. By the way, you're going to find a lot of what David Simon does is related to drugs and society, because he's on the City Disc and he wrote a lot about it, and homicide and stuff like that. And we'll talk about it on The Wire too, because it is steeped in the drugs. So the violence and the drug epidemic is worsening. Two brothers, our twin brothers, Vincent and Frankie Martino, become fronts for the mafia while operating out of Times Square, which is also the home of Ellen Candy Merrill, a street level sex worker who exits the exits the dangers of the street by entering a low level emerging porn industry as an actress and director. The first season takes place between 1971 and 1972, with the second season jumping 5 years ahead to 77, and then. With the season concluding in the summer of 1978, and I believe the third season is the last season, but has James Franco in it. He plays the twins, by the way. You have Maggie Gyllenhaal, Chris Bauer is in it. I'm not even gonna go through all this list of people, just like a ton of people in that show. I've watched the first three episodes of that. It's actually pretty good. I just need to watch back and watch it. But onto The Wire. Talk enough about David Simon and his other projects. We're here to talk about The Wire. So The Wire, for those who are unaware, let's see. Can I give you a? Is there a synopsis I can read to you? Should have looked this up earlier. A, the cast is so fucking long, I can't even go through everybody. I'll give you a handful of the bigger ones. Dominic West, Idris Elba, Frankie Faison, Larry Gillard Jr., Wood Harris, Wendell Pierce, Lance Reddick, Andre Rojo, Chris Bauer, again, he was in this show too. Who else is in this one? Michael K. Williams is in it. I thought there was another big name. Did I read them off already? I might have missed it. Anyways, there's a ton of people in the main cast alone, let alone recurring. It has amazing theme song as well, which is it's a Tom Waits song. I don't know why I said Tom Waits song, where is the list? I thought there was a better list of all the main actors, but it's okay. The music is really good in the show. I should have mentioned that ahead of time too. Where is that? Oh, here's Way Down in the Hole, which is a gospel and blues inspired song written by Tom Waits for his 1987 album, Frank's Wild Years. And then the cool thing about it is each season uses a different recording and a different opening sequence, with the theme being performed by the Blind Boys of Atlanta, Tom Waits, the Neville Brothers. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Dumaje? And Steve Earle, for the five seasons. So it's really cool that they use the same song, just performed by different people. Is it a great song, too? The show ran for five seasons. It's all 60 episodes. They're all tremendous. The biggest thing about The Wire is the realness that they have, the amazing actors they have, of course, in there as well. Idris Elba that's where I first saw him in this. I think I've seen him in other stuff too, but this is the first time I was like, oh shit, this guy is amazing actor. He plays a heavy in this show, as they refer to him. And I think there's a really cool, if I can find it, trivia thing about The Wire, about Idris Elba. And I looked it up the other day, and I should have saved it. because it's real fucking good. It's a really cool thing. I'm going to have to spitball by recall. Man, I should have looked it up. Well, here's part of it. As Idris Elba and Dominic West had little exposure to the American market before The Wire, many viewers, even Baltimoreans, were shocked to learn that both actors were actually British. So when Idris Elba, he tells a story about it, I believe, on Hot Ones, as well as I read about it, an article about it before. So when he got the audition, he was told that David Simon was very particular, that he wanted to... Michael B. Jordan was in it. That's who I was going to think of. Michael B. Jordan was played a character in this as well. So he's told by his agent that David Simon really wanted authenticity for it, so he didn't want anybody who wasn't from around that area. So they were looking to cast people from Baltimore. So he, Idris Elba, and I think, I mean, even more, but I mean, I know Idris Elba was definitely the one that was telling this. It could have been that Dominic West did the same thing, but Idris Elba practiced it, and so he stayed in character, and he didn't tell anybody where he's from, and they basically said that he gave him a fake backstory to where he was from, and so he could essentially not fool him, but like tell. I mean, he was an amazing actor, so like when they found out, they're like, "Oh shit!" Like he's amazing at this because we literally thought he was from Boston, the Boston area. And again, it's probably a terrible, terrible recollection of that. Recollection of that story, but that's essentially the bit of it. And I really wish I would have saved that fucking article I read it from, because I'd heard it once before, and then it reminded me when I watched the Idris Elba episode of Hot Ones because he talked about it on there. Because The Wire is by far known as one of his best things he's ever done, but also just an amazing, amazing show in general. I don't know where it's at. I know it's a pretty lengthy story and it's pretty funny. So if you want to, you can look it up, but also just watch the Hot Ones episode with Idris Elba, and he talks about it on there. And Chad L. Coleman was in The Wire too. And there's so many people in this fucking show. It's ridiculous. Can't remember where I got it from. I'm so terrible. Almost read that. I don't want to read that one because that's a spoiler. Let me find my little description I can give you of this. Oh, I definitely want to read that one because I want you to know all that. That's all right, whatever. Who fucking cares? I can't find it now. So I'll give you this quick synopsis a synopsis of the show. Set in Baltimore, this show centers around the city's inner city drug scene. It starts as mid-level drug dealer D'Angelo Barksdale beats a murder rap after a conviction with a conversation with a judge. Detective James McNulty, played by Dominic West, has been assigned to lead a joint homicide and narcotics team in order to bring down drug kingpin Avon Barksdale. Avon Barksdale, accompanied by his right-hand man Stringer Bell, played by Idris Elba, enforcer Weeby, or Weeby, I can't remember how to say it, and many lieutenants, including his own nephew, D'Angelo Barksdale, has a deal with the law enforcement informants in his camp, own camp, in competition with a local rival, Omar, who's been robbing Barksdale's dealers and reselling the drugs. the supervisor of the investigation, Lieutenant Cedric Daniels, played by Lance Reddick. Yeah, I was right. Lance Reddick plays the lieutenant. Has to deal with his own problems, such as a corrupt bureaucracy, some of his detectives beating suspects, hard-headed but determined Detective McNulty, and a blackmailing deputy. The show depicts the lives of every part of the drug food chain, from junkies to dealers, and from cops to politicians. So that's the synopsis. A lot of shit happens in this show. It's amazing. So many amazing performances by so many great actors in this show. It's ridiculous. But I mean, like I said, there's so many actors in this fucking show. I wish I could read them off, but I'd be here forever. And some of the names are terrible for me to read because I'm awful at names and most words, apparently. Check it out. It's on HBO. You can watch all 5 seasons if you have HBO Go, or if you're a subscriber to HBO, you can use Go or HBO Now if you want to subscribe separately. As well as, I believe you can get it through Amazon. If you subscribe through the HBO package through Amazon, you can watch it too. But it's spectacular. Like I said, the acting in it is amazing. The writing is phenomenal. Not just the handful of episodes that David Simon wrote, but just everything in general, because he was a showrunner on this too. I should have mentioned that. So David Simon was the creator. He wrote a ton of episodes. Actually, I think I don't think it lists on here. I'll go through all 60 episodes to look at which ones he wrote. I know he wrote a ton of them. But he was the showrunner. And I believe he got to pick his writing crew, his writing staff. So he got to handpick everybody who was writing on it too. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure he was. He makes amazing television. You should definitely watch it. Especially if you like crime drama and amazing acting, amazing dialogue, and you will have a hard time disliking some people that you should dislike and liking people you should like, because nobody's good on either side of this. McNulty's decent in a way, but he's definitely not fucking a good guy. Just amazing, amazing work by everybody on this show. I can't recommend it any higher than that. But that's it. That's it for this week's episode. Like I said, we were talking about The Wire from HBO, like all the stuff I'm talking about this week, this month. Check it out. It is, especially if you like Law and Order and a lot of those shows, you will super dig this show, because it's very similar to the tone, but way more real and violent. Tremendous. You should definitely check it out. That's it for this episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. And like I always say at the end of this, let's be awesome.